you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, March 7th, 2016, 31 days out from our great celebration at Lincoln Square Mall. So looking forward to sharing what God has done, is doing, and will do in the days ahead. Dr. Lutzer's pumped. The singing men last night did a fantastic job. And wait till you hear some of our new arrangements. The Great News Radio Theater Troupe has been working hard on a skit and drama. And it's going to be a great event. But I have a special guest. He's on the line with me, Jeff Wilson. He's the conductor of the Greenville College Choir. And they're coming to town on Friday, March 18th to the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church. And so I'll be introducing that choir to you via some live recordings from their CD, Great and Marvelous Are Your Deeds. I think you'll really enjoy some of the selections I have planned out. But before I more formally introduce Jeff Wilson, who attended the University of Illinois and also served as a youth pastor at the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church, because a number of people last night filled out Voice the Listener radio surveys at our Singing Men concert at the Bellflower Community Center, and it was a great audience, and the guys did wonderfully. And so I'll figure out these prizes a little later, which will include an appetizer coupon to the Texas Roadhouse. But in my bucket, there's a number of Voice Listener Radio surveys, and I'll pick out three. And Megan Coons, married to Terry from Fisher, she'll get a couple gifts. Melody Ferguson from Gibson City. And Kim Wiseman from Farmer City. Expect a good book. And a few other things along with that free appetizer at the Texas Roadhouse. So, Jeff, hold on the line for a minute here. I want to introduce the choir to our Great News Radio listeners, and I know you'll enjoy this song. It's number 10 on your CD, Great and Marvelous Are Your Deeds. It's entitled Divinum Mysterium. Oh, that's about the best I could come up with. How close am I on that?
That's good. Divinum Mysterium.
Okay. And it's a short selection. It's actually an introduction to the 11th song, The Father's Love. But I think this will give you an idea of the quality of this choir here on today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Wow, what a beautiful arrangement. And you mentioned that this is the introduction to The Father's Love?
Yes, Mark, it is. The Father's Love by Gwyneth Walker is based on this same chant that I arranged in Divinum Mysterium. And so I just was looking for some way to bridge a gap in one of our programs between the previous piece and The Father's Love.
Hmm.
And so I wrote Divinum Mysterium, that particular arrangement.
Hmm.
And in fact, we're singing those two pieces, Divinum Mysterium and Gwyneth Walker's The Father's Love, when we come to Mattis Avenue on March 18th.
Well, you're the chair and director of choral activities at Greenville College. What does that mean or entail?
At Greenville College, we have a pretty good-sized music department of about 100 music majors in a college of about 1,000 undergraduate students. And I oversee all the music operations at Greenville College and direct three of the choirs here as well.
And you've earned your Master's of Music degree in choral music and a Doctor of Musical Arts degree in choral conducting and literature from the U of I. So you spent some time here at the University of Illinois.
I did, and I have very fond memories of my years there.
And so you've been directing the Greenville Choir since 1996, or that you said three different choirs currently?
Right. I have the Greenville College Choir I work with, the Greenville College Chamber Singers, and the Greenville Choral Union, which is sort of a town and gown choir made up of people from the area as well as college students.
Well, before I have you talk about the Greenville Choir and what our listeners can expect on March 18th, I always like to get a little of the background on the individual, how God has led them over the years. Now, I mentioned already that you are a youth pastor, so we know you're a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, but could you share a little of your faith journey? Who was maybe instrumental in introducing you to God's love and why to follow the Lord Jesus Christ?
I'd be happy to do that. As an undergraduate student, I was searching for answers to key questions in life and sometimes looking in the wrong places. But one of my professors, actually my organ professor in college, was the person that came to mind when I was really at my lowest point in life. And so I went to him and talked with him, and he shared the good news of Jesus with me. And that began to change my life. After I graduated from college, that's when I came to the U of I and the church, Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church, it was Urbana Free Methodist Church at the time, was very instrumental in my growth as a Christian. And I was involved with the Navigators Ministry there at the U of I. And the church really discipled me and gave me opportunities to strengthen my ministry skills. So I served in music at the church and then also eventually became youth pastor when I came back to work on a doctorate at the U of I. I served as a youth pastor at Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church for 4 years while I was doing doctoral studies.
Well, I know Carolyn Todd said, Mark, you're going to be delighted by Jeff's story, his walk with the Lord. And I am. It's like the hairs on my arms are sticking up because I'm thinking, wow, here you kind of came to Christ through, as you mentioned, a lower point in your life. And yet the church came alongside you and were nurturing you. And Navigators, your scripture memory packet, you probably carried that around for a while. What point did you feel like God was speaking into you to pursue music or a choir director, youth ministry? I mean, what was that transitional time where you kind of learned, okay, Lord, I need you as a savior. You know, I'm a wretch. I'm fallen. I'm broken. I've sinned. I recognize the need for a savior. But when did you maybe mature into that? Lord, I want you to direct my life. I want you to be Lord of everything, even my career or my future.
I think that started, again, as an undergraduate student. As I saw the Lord begin to work in my life, I began to see how my various interests were coming together and really leading me toward the idea of possibly teaching in a college or university. And I'd already been a musician for a number of years, but I had not been really a choral musician until college. And I had a great experience at my undergraduate institution and began to see how that could be a very effective ministry to young people and to listeners of a choir as well. I think during my college years is where things really started to come together, and I understood that God was leading me as a conductor.
Well, Jeff, I want to share another song with our Great News Radio listeners. I'm excited that you're coming to town on Friday, March 18th, to the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church, 8 p.m. And I know there's been people, as you mentioned, locally that influenced you. And there's a special song that I'm going to share with our listeners. It's entitled Jesus, Lover of My Soul. Talk about that arrangement and who maybe helped influence you along these lines.
Well, after having been at Greenville for several years, we had the 75th anniversary of our Greenville College Choir coming up, and I wanted to commission a new piece for the choir to celebrate that anniversary. And the person that came to mind was Chester Allwiss, who was my grad school advisor in the choral program at U of I. Chet was not only a fine teacher, but a good composer, and so Greenville College has Methodist roots, and I thought of the hymn by Charles Wesley entitled Jesus, Lover of My Soul, and asked Chet if he could write a new setting of that particular hymn text, which he did. And we premiered that work. It's been published. And I'm just, he did such a wonderful job with it. Our students have loved it, and many listeners have enjoyed it. So I hope you enjoy it as well.
And I believe Chet still lives in our area, right?
He does. He retired recently from the U of I and lives in Mahomet and is still actively making music as a choral musician and doing some writing, I think probably some composing, but also he's writing a textbook on choral literature that's being published by Oxford University.
Here's Jesus, Lover of My Soul, as presented by the Greenville College Choir under the direction and leadership of Jeff Wilson. Wow, what a wonderful arrangement. And you have a variety of music, so talk a little about the choir and what people can expect on the 18th when they come together at the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church at 8 p.m.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to the Great News Radio listeners about our concert on March 18th. This particular program comes out of a long tradition at Greenville College where we have performed George Frideric Handel's oratorio, The Messiah. This past December, we had our 85th anniversary performance of Handel's Messiah. And that's just a very important event for our region and our community in particular. And so the Greenville College Choir is part of a group that sings Handel's Messiah, but I've fashioned our program out of the biblical narrative from both the Old Testament and the New Testament, which talks about the coming of the Messiah and how Christ was born in the flesh and how he encountered death. And then out of death came new life, came resurrection. And then the program also talks about his coming again. And we're actually using one piece from Handel's Messiah, the chorus, "And He Shall Purify." But the other music is quite varied in what we're doing. We have some American music, some music from Scandinavia and Germany and England. And the range of literature is not only in stylistic and from different countries, but I think our earliest piece is from the 16th century, and then we have a piece that was written just within the last year or two. So there's quite a variety of musical styles and a long history of choral music that's represented, along with the biblical narrative of the Messiah.
Well, I love one of your arrangements by Moses Hogan, and off air we talked about our Singing Men Choir and how much we appreciate Moses Hogan, and so I'm going to share another portion of a song called "I'm Going to Sing Till the Spirit Moves in My Heart," as sung by the Greenville College Choir and Chamber Singers under the direction and leadership of Jeff Wilson. They're coming to town on Friday night, March 18th, everyone, so enjoy this selection, and we'll close out with another song and a few more comments by their conductor, director Jeff Wilson.
I'm gonna sing till the Spirit moves in my heart. I'm gonna sing till the Spirit moves in my heart. I'm gonna sing till the Spirit moves in my heart. I'm gonna sing till Jesus comes. I'm gonna sing till Jesus moves in my heart. I'm gonna sing till the Spirit moves in my heart.
Jeff, that's just a delightful one, and you have a variety of music, and I love this CD. Thank you for sending it to me. It's entitled Great and Marvelous Are Your Deeds, 19 different selections, and so I'm thoroughly enjoying it and going to add a number of arrangements to our playlist. But you're coming on Friday night, March 18th. What else should our listeners know about the Greenville College and what you're doing? Because you had a tour through Ireland last year, so what else would you want our listeners to know about your choir and maybe a way we can pray for you in the days ahead?
Well, our choir is made up of undergraduate students at Greenville College, which is a Christian liberal arts college. So you can pray for us because this is our busy travel season. We've been traveling already earlier in March throughout the Midwest, and the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Concert in Champaign is our first of a week-long tour through Illinois, Indiana, and Kentucky. So if you could pray for us to be healthy, we'd appreciate that, and that the ministry of God's Word would go forth through not only our songs, but our interactions with people as we meet with them during concerts, after concerts, and in their homes. We would appreciate that very much.
Will do, and we'll encourage our listeners to come out on Friday, March 18th, to the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church, right on Mattis Avenue, a few blocks south of Kirby Avenue, the west end of Champaign. It's an 8 p.m. concert, so get a good meal in you, bring your honey and friends and family members, and then come enjoy a Friday night great concert with the Greenville Choir. And, Jeff, I appreciate you carving out time. It's in your busy schedule, end of semester, and testing and report cards and all those things. But I love the last song on this CD entitled Great and Marvelous Are Your Deeds. The Lord bless you and keep you. And that's what I want to leave our listeners with, that blessing from the Lord. And I love your arrangement. And thank you so much for being available for today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you, Mark. And may the Lord bless you and your ministry, too.
Well, we're going to close out with The Lord Bless You and Keep You, as that's our prayer for you today. This is by the Greenville College Choir and Chamber Singers, as directed by Jeff Wilson. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.